I'm going to start out this morning with some business statistics to satisfy the inner nerd in all of you, I'm sure. So as you can see from the statistics, 2016, we saw an overall increase in business Texas business entity formations, and that was due in large part to the 11% increase in new LLC formations. And as you can see from the census that was taken as of June 1 of 2017, you made the right decision in coming to an LLC conference because LLCs make up 56% of active Texas business entities. For those of you who attended the primer, you had some good basic information from Brianna Godby of my office on formation filing issues and termination filing issues. So what I'm going to address are basically those issues that you face with respect to other documents that are filed with our office. So because everyone is human and everyone makes mistakes, even when we think we're totally right in everything that we do, the Business Organizations Code provides us a means of correcting a filed instrument after the fact that you filed it. So you can correct an instrument to correct an inaccurate record of the action referenced in the filing instrument. You can correct the instrument if it contains a typographical error, drafting error, contains an erroneous or inaccurate statement. And you can also file a certificate of correction to correct a defective execution. You can't use a certificate of correction, however, to void or revoke a document. So one of the most frequently corrected instruments is, in fact, the certificate of formation that's filed with our office.